You're listening to the 270th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We're talking about depending on Hashem. Chozek HaBitachon, the strength of our Bitachon, the Hainu, Hasaras HaSfekas, V'imutz HaLev, B'Bitachon Bo Yisborach, which means removing any doubts, strengthening our hearts to trust in Hashem. Ein Ze Inyan Shel Malyus of Ehidur B'Bitachon. This is not just like a higher level of bitachon. This is not a hiddur, you know, a beautifying of the mitzvah. Ela zehu tanai bitachon. This is a foundational condition in bitachon. Bitachon v'safek heim tarti d'sasri. If a person is confident, but they're also doubtful or unsure, that's an absolute contradiction. K'mesh k'ayzer Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina writes, understand, the concept of bitachon is that you have absolutely no mixture of doubt within you. Shekem bitachon, so what does the word bitachon mean? Bitachon means confidence. Perusha hishanus vadois v'chazaka. Absolute leaning upon Hashem. So strong. B'safek, what does it mean to be doubtful? Perusha chayser vados. It means a lack of this sense of absolute certainty. Talishus, detachment. Gives you chayser marachoy, like Chaim Vital writes at Tzal. And Shari Kedusha, Bitochen, in Ma'ala Kamo, he says, there's no comparable advantage to bitachon. Ubitnai, what's the condition? Shia be'emes v'choliba b'lishum pikpuk. The person has absolute certainty. There's no doubts. No doubts at all. Chen kasuv haria zotzal. So this is what Rabbi Yosef Yoizel Horovitz, the altar of Navardic, writes. Hayotze lanu mize. What comes out of this? Shia tanai bitachonu, the condition of bitachon is that a person has to be absolutely strong and certain in his bitachon. It needs to feel to the person like whether it seems like what I want is going to happen, whether it seems likely for the event to unfold the way I wish or not, it's equal. I'm still equally certain that it's going to unfold in the right way. Bitachon chazak shekazeh ein shayach rak liyichidei skulei. This type of strong bitachon is only for unique individuals, for special individuals. And that's not to say that we can't be such an individual, but it's something that requires a very high level. I'm sorry. Let's try again. It's not something that's only for unusual individuals. It's not only for unusual individuals. Anybody can do this. You just need to stand strong in your mind. Your heart is completely depending. Benafshai and your soul, b'mitchoinai in his bitachon, in a person's faith, lasvi nafshai b'menucha shlema. This is how the Madrigas Adam phrases it. The Altar of Navardic, he says, you give sustenance to your soul with absolute peace. You feel like it's all going to be okay. Everything is going to work out precisely correctly. In that space, when you align with that space, I would say align, because that is the space where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's what bitachon looks like. There's no doubts. But the question is, how do you get to this type of circumstance? Anyone can do it. Okay, how do you do it? Where you can lean completely on God with absolute strength, without any doubts, without any worries. The answer to this is found in the tshuva I'm sorry, in the words of Rabbi Avram, the son of the Rambam. He says like this, if a person has understood absolutely clearly and strengthened his mind, that Hashem, the Exalted One, is the creator and fashioner of all matters, generally and specifically. Hashem created the entire universe, 13.8 billion light years across. Hashem created the entire earth. Hashem created the sun. These things are massive. These things are way beyond us. Way beyond us. Hashem created everything, and Hashem also created every detail. Right? If there's a beautiful tree that I can stand next to create this podcast, every leaf on that tree was created in all of its details by Hashem. And if I am here, standing here talking to you, and I have a sefer, where did the sefer come from? It came from the Hashgacha Pratis that Hashem gave on the writer of the sefer, of David Rosen, on myself, that we should be able to create this podcast. And you sitting there, wherever you are, whether you're watching this through Torah anytime, or YouTube, or Facebook, whatever, you have your precise, detailed reality, which was created and fashioned specifically for you. So Hashem did all of this. So when it comes to all means, every single thing that can get you what you want, so to speak, in the world, everything depends on Hashem's will. Everything comes to completion based on Hashem's desire. Mashmar Chana, like Chana says, "Velu niskanu alilois." Mainly, you kind of be talking about the kach. So, all of the causes are Hashem's, or maybe it's Viloy to Him. He prepared and established all of the causes and all of the reasons why things happen. So, if Hashem is the one to whom it all belongs, and Hashem is the one who creates all of reality and brings everything to the place where it is, to where it needs to be. So, now we can establish, if I can trust in Hashem, so then I can trust that we can get what we need. In other words, what we're saying here is that it's not just that Hashem created the world. There's a God, and He created the world, generally speaking. There is a God, and He has constant connection with all of reality. If I'm continuing to speak and I don't disappear out of existence, it's because Hashem is constantly giving reality to my existence and yours and to each and everything that exists in the world. So every single thing, if He's constantly giving it reality, every single means is dependent on Him. Right, so since Hashem is the one who gives each and everything life and existence, called Shavrir Shnia Me'ayin L'Yesh, every single millisecond, He's bringing things from non-existence into existence. If Hashem would stop, heaven forbid, from giving life to, giving existence to the creation, everything would return to absolute nothingness, like it was before creation. In other words, what we get from Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam is, I need to absolutely believe that there is divine providence that is specific, that's really close, not just really, it's absolutely close to home. It's inside of my home. It's inside of my reality. What gives my existence reality is only Hashem Himself. Anything that's happening is only because He is bringing it into existence, continuing its existence. We say, Hashem is sustaining everything. The Rush also connects the concept of emunah and bitachon with the concept of divine providence, of direct, individualized Hashem is in our lives, giving us personal guidance and personal protection and personal help and personal existence. Shagavisha is barnu, echad novei masheni. This is, as we explained, this is the way things go. One is rooted in the other. B'zel shani livtoyach b'Hashem, what the Rosh says. Livtoyach b'Hashem chol levav chol lahamim hashkachosei hapratis. Trust in Hashem with all of your heart. And believe in His divine providence that's unique on you as an individual. Hashem is constantly taking care of and looking out for your needs every moment. In this way, you can establish in your heart and keep in your heart the absolute unity, right? What does it mean, unity? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem our God, Hashem is one. We're talking about Hashem is one. But Hashem's unity means that everything that exists is a piece of Him, is part of Him, is given existence to by Him. When I attach to that concept, I'm attaching to unity. Instead of viewing myself as a separate entity from Hashem, which is how I perceive myself, instead I need to perceive myself as only existing within Hashem's reality. Because Hashem is giving me reality. But it says God's eyes are seeking in all of the land. Hashem's eyes are on every single path that I take. It does mean that Hashem is watching me, so to speak. So I got to make sure I do what's right. But what it really means at its depth is that I don't want to step out of Hashem's reality. If I'm in Hashem's reality, everything is perfect. There's nothing out of place. The only thing that's ever out of place is my own self, where I start to believe that I'm separate from Hashem, which is not even true. Hashem allows me to have that false reality, but that's not even true. And what happens, the more I step out of being aligned with Hashem, the more destruction I see. Wherever Hashem is, wherever I let Him in, wherever I admit that He's there, it's at best. So then, everything is perfect. Everything is aligned. Everything is as it should be. But to the extent that I allow my self-perception, which is a false perception, to take hold, that's where I get in trouble. Hashem sees the paths of every person. Hashem sees what's in my heart. Because if you don't believe that Hashem took you out of Egypt, which means to say Hashem gets involved in the lives of human beings, sometimes in an openly miraculous manner, and sometimes you have to look more carefully to see that it's Him. So if you don't believe that Hashem individually took every member of Klal Yisrael out of Egypt, so then you're missing something in your belief of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem is it. Hashem is your God. Hashem can do anything. That's the bottom line. Hashem is doing everything. It's all a matter of whether we are willing to perceive that and admit that. If you don't believe in Hashgacha Pratis, in personalized divine guidance and providence, so then you're missing this Yichud HaShalem, this complete unity. It's from the Orchis Chaim. A person truly believes that there is a singular creator of the world. So he would have seen with the eye of his heart. If you really believe it, you're gonna know. Hashem's eyes, as it were, are seeking out the entire land. And that individual would also believe that Hashem took us out of Egypt. With this connection, which is constantly in reality, Hashkacha Pratis, of Hashem's divine providence. Achim Kaifer Behitzei Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim. But if a person denies that Hashem took us out of Egypt, Simon, She'ein Amamin, Av Banechi Hashem Lekecha, it proves, if you don't think that Hashem is involved directly and individually in all of our lives, so then it shows that you don't really believe that Hashem created everything. Because how could it be that this all-knowing creator would create it and just let it be and not get and not be able to be involved in every detail. So saying I believe in God, then it's just a superficial statement. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. This is the ultimate yichud. This is the ultimate unification. Because what we're saying is, Hashem is involved in every detail. Shekein Hashem Echad. What does it mean? When we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. Here, O Israel, Hashem, our God, Hashem is one. Perushay, kivishakaz b'shulchan aruch. The idea is, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Maylech Hu, Maishel, Bashamayim, Uva'aretz, Ubedal Ruchas Ha'olam. That there's one God. And he has power and dominion over every single aspect of reality in heaven and in earth and in all four directions of the earth. Everywhere, everything, it's all infused with his divine providence and giving it reality. This is also something that the Bnei Yisachar explains. On the pasuk, there's a pasuk. Yivtuch v'cha yidei shemecha gila ezav the darshach Hashem. Medrash explains this pasuk. It says, "And they who know your name will trust in you, that you don't leave those who seek you." Yivtuch v'cha yidei shemecha. What does it mean? How do we know mehechon? How do we know that they will trust you? How do they have the ability to trust? Where do we get that ability to trust in Hashem? Those who know your name. It's because we see that you do not leave Hashem. You do not leave those who seek you.
The name of Hashem is, what's those who know your name? What is those who, you don't leave those who seek you? Hashem, Yudke Vavke.
The name denotes that Hashem is past, present, and future. Which means Hashem infuses all of reality with existence.
Mahava kol avayis b'li hefsek hashkocha.
Hashem gives reality to all of reality without any breaks and without there being any spaces devoid of His divine providence.
V'ashbos achius v'avayil nevraim.
Hashem gives life to everything. Hashem brings existence to all of His creations.
V'yiftuchu v'chol yodei shemecha.
Those who know your name will trust in you. Those who know his name, trust in him. The very name of Hashem teaches us. We see. Hold on a second. The very name of Hashem teaches us. We see that it is in Him that we must trust, and that it is in Him that we can trust, because He is giving reality to all of existence at every moment. There is no space. The Medrash asks, where do we hear about Bitachon from His name? That Hashem does not leave those who seek Him. Which, by the way, as we've spoken about previously, one of the incredible methods of developing bitachon is looking throughout our lives. Lo yazavdu l'shech Hashem, taking note of how many times we thought it wasn't going to work out, or how many times it didn't seem to work out. But then we saw that really in the end, Hashem never leaves us. Hashem does not leave us for dead. Does not leave us in a way that we can't continue.
Oyisan adarshim Hashem avaya, mahavakal avayis.
It means to say that those who seek the name of Hashem, the name which is Yudke Vavke, which denotes giving reality to everything. Hashem never stops giving existence to the creations. Since Hashem is constantly giving reality to all of that which we see, so therefore, it's appropriate that we indeed have bitachon.
One more paragraph. We brought earlier the words of Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, which said that if a person understands clearly and strengthens his mind, He is the one who fashions generally all of reality and all of the details. And all of the details, all of the means, the normal means, they have no existence without Hashem's will. So that helps us establish our bitachon. Who's where Alpi Atanya? Chin Alpi Baal HaBnei Yisachar. The Tanya explains, the Bnei Yisachar explains, Shekfivu Zois Mispates Bekach. That this fact that all of reality is dependent on Hashem is expressed, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Mechaim HaHavis Kol HaBriya Tamid. Hashem is constantly giving existence to the world. We say in our prayers, you give life to everything. We talk about in the bracha of Kriya Shema, right? That Hashem gives existence constantly to all of reality, renewing the day we see the sun rise and the sun set. Every single day we see Hashem gives renewed existence to all of reality. But still, what's not clear, and this we're going to get to next time. How does a person get from this intellectual understanding to a sense of bitachon, of faith, which is a hard thing, in Hashem? The answer to this requires a great explanation. And of course, it's something that requires a lifetime of work. So we need to ask the people who know. We can't exempt ourselves without, you know, it's a big job, but we got to do it. We'll try, with Hashem's help, to give a quick answer, to give a shortened answer, something that we can relate to, something that we can incorporate. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.